I think it's kind of unfortunate that W.C. Handy billed himself as father of the blues, because really the blues is the child of many nameless mothers and fathers. Nonetheless, he does deserve high praise for being the first to publish the blues in written form and for creating some of its most durable classics. And he probably did do more to preserve and popularize the blues than just about any other one single person. And for that, we can all cherish W.C. Handy as one of the fathers of the blues. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, request for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. So I hope this series has brought you, as it has me, a deeper understanding and appreciation of composer, folklorist, and an advocate for blues music, W.C. Handy, a man who helped bring forth the first bright flowering of those most American of art forms, blues and jazz. As we hear Duke Ellington's superb 1946 rendition of Beale Street Blues, I'll leave the final word to Mr. William Christopher Handy. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
I'm thankful for being a part of the oppressed race and that I didn't follow the golden calf of music, but through adversity was thrown down amongst the lowly and took out of their hearts a song that caught the wings of the morning and fell on the world's weary ear and then found a place to cheer and comfort the heart of humanity.
Thank you.